and got through the Metro West Daily News. Obviously, it looked like tonight that they were really trying to take Paul away, listen to you guys, that was going to leave people open. What got you so aggressive there in that third quarter, not only shooting the outside jumper, but really taking it to the basket?
Well, for me, I just think it was just me taking advantage of my opportunity. You know, they've been doubling Paul, and he got a few good players on the team that they got to focus on, so they left me open tonight, and I was able to get the shot.
But you're being guarded by a long and athletic player like that. You know, is it best to kind of go right at him and wipe out that reach advantage with this scenario?
Well, I think I'm a big guy, more physical guy, so, you know, I guess just be more aggressive than just attacking body.
Jared White, CLNS Radio. Can you talk about that 6-point swing at the end of the third quarter to finally take the lead?
Well, I think it all started for us on the defensive end. We were able to think about defensive intensity and make a good offense.
Bill Doyle, Mr. Telegram. Brandon, considering the circumstances, playoffs, game five, was this the best game of your career on a bigger stage?
To be honest with you, I didn't really think about it yet. You know, play once to settle in, I think about it after we get the next one out, you know, consider that. But, you know, I just want to keep going, you know, continue to have my teammates and any way I can.
Brandon, Mike Petrali, WEEI.com. As part of your communication with Rondo, especially in the third quarter, it seemed like he found you underneath all along a couple of times for those easy dunks during that kind of run.
Well, Rondo, if you said pick, you know, and with him and pick and roll, he can tip ball to you. So, no, I was able to play the right way tonight, set some picks, and he was able to find
me. Sharpley, become best sports fan. Brandon, you just touched on playing the right way. The last couple of games, your shot has fallen more. Talk about maintaining a high level of confidence when before that you were having some struggles with the shot going down for you.
Yeah, with me, more than anything, just hard work. You know, so, you know, after missing some shots in the games, I just, you know, reverted back to what got me here, and that's spending a lot of time in the gym, you know, a bunch of shots. I mean, but, this is a big contribute to my teammates, man. My teammates, you know, just able to find me, you know, and I'm just grateful to be a part of this team.
Mike Muldoon, Martin Siegel Tribune. Brandon, you know, outside guys with the name, outside guys named like Kobe and LeBron, not too many guys can say they have an 18-point quarter in an NBA big playoff game. It's pretty special to you.
Yo, I ain't know that.
Not too bad.
No, I mean, it's a blessing for me. You know, it's just hard work, man. You know, I've been working at it for a long time, and I'm just grateful it was able to pay off for me tonight.
Teammates in the locker room said that you were watching extra film after the last game, so
did
you spend a lot of time in film?
Yeah, you know, with the leadership we have on this team, these guys encourage you to work hard, you know, get your shots up, to watch more film. And, you know, and I took heed to it, and you know, I watched him, I saw where I was open at, I saw where I can be better on defense at, and I think it led to me not thinking tonight.
You said to watch a lot of these fourth quarters. You said to sit there and watch, right? And I wonder how frustrating that was and how you've been able to deal with it and stay ready. So, you know, when you have a game like tonight, you have a chance to yell.
To be honest with you, I wasn't really frustrated. You know, I trust, you know, Doc and his coaching ability. You know, for me, I just stayed ready. And, you know, tonight, I was able to help.
Brandon Mark, LegalCeltics.com. Neither team has really been able to maintain any sort of momentum in this series. How do you guys take what you did tonight and carry it over into games and try to close it out?
I think just with the same approach we took tonight, and that's just you know, defensive intensity. You know, at half, you know, we were struggling defensively. Doc didn't think we was playing for each other, and you know, Vernon Doolin stepped up and gave us a little sermon and let us know that, we have to play for each other. And second half, then we decided to.
Final question here, Brandon.
Gary Washington, Washington Hall. This is the first time
fun. It's going to be.
Yeah, man. It's the first time for a lot of things for me, man. And I'm grateful. You know, that's probably why you see all these beads on my forehead, man. You know, I'm a little nervous, but, you know, I'm grateful.
I mean, but you really understand, guys, like, to be able to do this on the big spotlight, on the big stage, you wait a few years for this opportunity. I mean, can you kind of express how you feel about that?
You know, like I said, I ain't really, you know, really thought too much about it, but, you know, for me, it's just hard work. You know, my motto is God, grind, greatness, and, you know, and grinding is what got me, you know, to this point, and that's what I'm continuing to do.